Yes, kia ora, good evening, everybody. Sorry for being late. I had a heck of a time actually getting onto the internet, so forgive me for being a few minutes late. But welcome to the Sunday Roast. Tonight is Sunday Roast, and the Magic Dyke Sunday Roast show, and it is July 30th, 2023. How about that? And I just wanted to do a quick broadcast tonight. It won't be the full show. We drove down to Auckland from the far north late morning, and we got here sort of probably late afternoon to where we were staying, and just trying to settle the kids down and do everything that we need to do so that I can go to court tomorrow morning and get this dealt with. But I wanted to have an opportunity to just really to say hi and kia ora, and to share my heart with you and share my thoughts with you at this time. My whānau have just gone around the corner for a quick meal, and so I thought I'd seize this opportunity to have this broadcast on my own so I could speak a little bit more freely, so I don't share too much in front of the kids, etc. We're in a tiny motel room, so probably better that I do this broadcast with you on my own this evening. But what I wanted to do is I wanted to say, first off, thank you very much to those of you that have been sending me messages of encouragement and support. It's going to be really, really important. It is, and moving forward, it's going to be important. And one of the things that I want to ask tonight in my wife's absence is that in the chance that I do go to prison tomorrow, that you would basically get in touch with my wife and encourage her and speak to her and support in any which way that you can. What I wanted to do was I wanted to share her email with you. She doesn't know I'm doing this. She'll probably give me a big growling once she knows, but this is her email here. And if you'd like to, I'll just move that to the left there. If you'd like to get a hold of her, this is the way to do it: ctekahika@gmail.com. What I've done is I've done a broadcast, I've pre-recorded it, and it will be out on YouTube tomorrow night. If I'm not able to be free, then that broadcast will go to air on YouTube. It won't be going to air on Facebook. It'll be going to air on YouTube. So I just wanted to let you know that, and just want to let you know that my wife would appreciate contact from people. If you could please get in touch with her and send her little messages of encouragement, that would be highly appreciated, I'll tell you that. I want to be clear too, our faith remains completely in the Lord here. And so lots of people from across New Zealand are praying for me, and I certainly feel it. So thank you very, very much. I do want to point out a couple of things though, in the off chance that I do go to prison, is that I will be going on hunger strike straight away. I will not eat until they either let me out or carry me out. I won't eat. And so I just want to make that really clear that you know that. I have no ambition or desire to commit suicide, anything like that. But I won't be eating. I'm going to be going on a hunger strike because, you know, I was even speaking with one of my lawyers today, and there's absolutely, absolutely no reason why they should imprison Vinny and I. There's absolutely no reason for it. You know, when you think about it, they, you know, I saw a report just about a month ago, and the report said that the judiciary was going to do its best to keep Māori out of prisons, and I have to laugh at that when they're trying to put me in prison, and I really don't understand how they could even consider that a possibility, because when you think about what we're dealing with at the moment, we've got a country that is experiencing that is experiencing a crime wave, that cannot be, you know, cannot be dealt with adequately. It's all over New Zealand. Doesn't matter where you are, if you're in Invercargill or Kaitaia up north here, it doesn't matter. Crime is everywhere. They're not dealing with it, and yet they're wanting to focus on people with COVID-19 breach charges. You know, this is in my mind, because I really I want to let you know, I really wanted to be a military policeman or a civilian policeman. I studied law enforcement, and law enforcement is all about protecting the society and people from the bad people. That's really what it's about, you know. And also, policemen should be, police officers should be in a position where they help the community, not terrorize it, not be muscle for an insane, out of control government. And this is one of the greatest sad things for me, is that I've worn a number of uniforms in my 51 years, all about trying to serve the community, help the community in any way I can. And yet we are now seeing a country that is lawless, crime is everywhere, and they're wanting to victimize people that they now know were standing up for the right reasons. Yes, they can say, well, you know, in March 2020, we thought we were dealing with the nastiest bug since the Spanish flu of 2018. I can accept part of that, right? But not now, not last year, not during the Wellington protest, because by then it was clear. In fact, it was clear early 2021. It was clear that the infection fatality rate was incredibly low, meaning that less than 1% of New Zealand could be affected. So in a negative way, meaning death. So that 99.97% of New Zealanders would walk through having COVID-19. Yes, the at-risk, the vulnerable, the elderly, the comorbidity, people are going to need to be looked after. Absolutely. And that was my catch cry in 2020. But they killed people. They maimed them. They destroyed businesses, lives, and livelihoods for a flu-equivalent virus. And they know that's all true now. Johns Hopkins University, the economic division of that university, went against the medical part of it and did their own report, study, deep dive on what lockdowns were, whether they offered any benefit, and what the harm was that they caused. And they did a risk-benefit ratio analysis report, and they came back with a quote that went something like this, I'm paraphrasing: lockdowns offer no benefit and need to be rejected out of hand immediately. And that's what we knew. And if we look, excuse me, I've got a bit of a frog in my throat. And if we look at how many people have committed suicide, how many people lost their businesses, how many people were harmed because of the COVID-19 strategy of the government, the response strategy, that's one thing. Then the lockdowns are another. And then you've got lockdowns, elimination, then you've got the vaccine so-called strategy. And so really the game is over. Everybody knows now, even people that, you know, that are still willing to keep their heads in the sand now, somewhere up there, somewhere in here, it must be floating around that something's not right here. I'm clinging onto a ship that's sinking fast, and I'm being told that there is no iceberg. And you got to pray for those people, but it's all out. So my thing is this, whānau, is if they imprison Vinny and I tomorrow, then what are we going to do about it? What is New Zealand going to do? Because if they do that, the thing that concerns me is that what if they say, no one from any mechanical working sector is allowed to protest. What about the dentists, the lawyers, or the nurses and doctors and educators that say, well, we might want to protest one day? But what if they say, no, you're not allowed to protest, yet they're ruining your life, they're putting you at risk, they're destroying the economy, and they're harming you and your whānau and your well-being? What about that? What if they say, no, you're not allowed to protest against that, and if you protest against them, that you're just spreading misinformation and disinformation? Because that's the other thing they're doing at the moment. They're writing laws to make dissident speech, hate speech, misinformation, disinformation, therefore domestic terrorism or acts of domestic terrorism. But I do want to say this, that I do have some hope that tomorrow is going to go well. I do. Absolutely, I do. Number one, him, Atua Itirangi, our Father in Heaven. I believe him. I believe in him, and that he is a God of justice. Number two, I believe if whoever this judge is, male or female, once they look through the list of people that have done the same thing as me and got off virtually with nothing, no stress strain, and if anyone got arrested and or went to prison for breaching lockdown, it's because they're committing serious crimes while breaching the lockdown, like burglary or rape or beating people while breaching lockdown, which one guy breached lockdown 6 times before he finally got in trouble, and he had convictions and he was doing other things. And apparently there's a long list of people like that who didn't get into trouble at all. I'll see that myself tomorrow. So I've also got to believe that the High Court will apply the law fairly and equally. Now, some of you may say, well, you know, they're all bad. Well, I can't believe that. I cannot believe that all justices, judges are bad. And I don't believe that they're all Freemason pedophiles and all that. I don't believe that. I don't. All we want is somebody who believes in fairness, equality, and justice in the right way. Because here I am, I've never been in this situation before in my life in all my 51 years, and suddenly I'm being treated like a criminal after serving my country, community, and still doing it. They want to imprison me, while people that have committed murder, had their charges reduced to manslaughter, are getting 6 and 12 months jail sentences. Manslaughter, robberies, armed drive-by shooters that are getting caught, child molesters, rapists are all getting home detention. That man that killed that couple, that father and daughter, he was out on home detention for serious crimes, you know, and it just goes on and on. So I've got to pray and believe that when you contrast who Vinny is and what I am and what I've been like throughout my adult life, that surely justice will prevail and they'll either throw the charges out or give me a small fine and say, goodbye, Mr. Tekeheka. Hope you had an enjoyable 2 years, because it's been horrible. My whānau are here now. I'm looking at my wife over there, looking at my children over there. We've been through the mill for 2 years. It's cost us tens and tens of thousands of dollars, hundreds and hundreds of hours of driving from up north to come down here. And they still haven't finished with me after tomorrow. I've still got to come down and fight electoral charges that they say that I'm a dishonest thief. I can't believe that. And so, keep me in your prayers tomorrow morning, please, and my beautiful wife and family. And also Vinny and his Bubba and Rebecca, please keep them in your prayers and your care, because it's going to mean a lot to us tomorrow. And, you know, we'll feel it. We may not be able to hear it or see it, but I'll be praying and and for praying for all of you, because this is not just about Vinny and I. I'll say it one more time. It's about all of New Zealand, because if they can do that to me and Vinny and do what they're doing here, they'll do it to anybody, and they'll only go harder and more draconian. And if they do that, we better think about what New Zealand is going to do about it, because, you know, we really need to think about what this election means. Again, I'm totally disappointed with all of the freedom political parties. I just cannot believe that any of them have got their hearts in the right places, because they say, well, I've got my heart in the right place. Well, then if you do, then put your ego and your pride aside, and let's see all of the minor parties come together. And I tell you what, and I mean this, if they don't do that, then none of them are worth voting for. And you might as well throw your vote to Chris Luxon, because he's coming in anyway. Chris Luxon is going to be the next Prime Minister of New Zealand. I'd almost bet my bottom pumpkin on it. I say pumpkin because I still got a few pumpkins left. All right, family, I'm going to go and have worship with my whānau now. And you are always in my prayers. I pray every morning and night for all of you that tune in to my podcast and my broadcast. I truly do. I pray that you'll be in God's mighty care, that you'll be safe, and that you will seek the Lord while there is time. Things are ending, and they're going to end soon. I really believe that the Bible has given us clear indication of what the signs will be before Jesus comes again, and I believe all of them but one have been fulfilled, and the last one is ready to be fulfilled. So I want to just leave you with that. Seek the Lord while he can be found. All right, whānau, it's my prayer that I'll be able to go live tomorrow night and have a big smile on my face to talk to you. But if not, please pay attention for my broadcast at 6 o'clock on YouTube tomorrow. It's due to go. If I'm not in prison, I'll stop it, and then I'll go live. But if they do imprison us, then I'll make sure that it broadcasts out. And I'll tell you what, you know, when I think about it, you know, I joined the army to want to protect New Zealand and play a role in serving the community. Same with all of it. I wanted to be someone that the country could rely on, to be a servant and to serve. So all I've wanted to do, really, I wanted to be a rock and roll guitar player, Christian pastor, sales manager, and someone either in the police, army, or what have you, to do something like that. And that's, none of that's changed. But this country that we have before us today is lawless for a reason. It's because we have a lawless totalitarian government that is serving plans that were born in the foreign halls of power. But my God, the God that I serve, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he sees all, and his Bible says that every secret thing will be revealed, and these people will be held accountable. All right, dear whānau, ngā mihi aroha ki a koutou katoa, i roto te ngoa tapu a tahua a ihu kraiti. I just said, may you all be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus, the beautiful name of Jesus, in fact. All right, whānau, pumari e. And those of you that are travelling to the Auckland High Court tomorrow, please, 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 drive safely and bring your peace, your calm, and your love with you. Not all the other stuff. Bring the good stuff. That will really help me a lot. And Vinny. Thank you, whānau. Good night. Pō marie.